Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM, rather, Shir number 118, Ba'is Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 118. So we're talking about things that prevent the healthy sexuality between a husband and a wife, and often one of those factors are abandonment. When one felt abandoned early in life, that capacity for sexual intimacy may have to be learned or relearned during marriage. And that abandonment could be physical abandonment, emotional abandonment, various aspects, losing a parent at a very young age, especially opposite sex parent, could cause difficulty in allowing sexual intimacy with one spouse in some instances. One man was reported his mother died of diabetes during his preschool years, and it affected him sexually with his wife, and somehow it connected the two. I'm not that familiar with that. So the idea is with professional help, we're working through it. Trust has to be built to feel secure with one another. And of course, one of the hardest things that affects sexuality greatly is abuse, because abuse is a violation of trust and interrupts the natural ability to be intimate in marriage. Whether it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, you learned by that experience that being close isn't safe. And without safety, being sexually intimate in marriage is exceedingly difficult. It's exceedingly difficult. And if you were abused, you may technically have intercourse, but pleasuring and sharing your inner world, that's difficult. That'll take willingness to take risks and training. And victims of sexual abuse have described that pattern. As children, they either withdrew or felt shame or were aggressive and angry. And they felt different from the other children. They report having a highly sensitive sexual awareness as children. Many tend to be promiscuous or highly interested, unfortunately. And some in the reverse, they shut down sexually as they approach marriage. So overcoming abuse and bonding in marriage is a rewarding, difficult process, but a very rewarding process. So you may have scars, but you could overcome those scars with help. Another thing that inhibits the sexuality is the poor self-esteem. If you're not comfortable with your body, or, you know, you may be attractive by other standards, but you see only flaws in yourself, and it may be hard for you to take responsibility for sex and make you It may hold you back from sexually affirming your wife. And body image is just one factor that shapes self-esteem. A negative self-image may come from many sources. You know, well, whatever the reason is, if you suffer this way from poor self-esteem, it will hold you back. So again, not feeling good about yourself and your body makes it difficult for you to take that responsibility for sex and to be sexually validating your wife, you know? So you have to really work on the self-esteem aspects. And it can grow in a loving, committed marriage. You know, if a wife touches you in an undemanding way, it'll help you feel accepted. It'll help you accept yourself, accept your body. You can take action to improve aspects of your body by working, eating healthy, doing exercise. And all those that are listening that have an overweight issue, yours truly does have a problem regulating the weight. But I realized that if you know that exercise is healthy, you exercise and walk and don't think along the lines necessarily, oh, I got to lose X amount of pounds or X amount of pounds or this or that. It is healthy. So you do it because of its health factors. It'll make me feel good afterwards. It's hard work, but it'll feel better. Ultimately, the weight will fall into place somewhat, but it makes no difference. You are on a healthier plane, whether you're right now in shape or out of shape, if you start taking care of your body. And as you gain confidence, you will take more responsibility for your sexual relationship. You will respect the sexuality of your wife. It'll become an expression of your good feelings between yourself and your wife. And that's when true intimacy will come to place. And then we come to the very painful aspect of addictions. If someone has a sexual addiction, it counteracts sexual intimacy. In an addiction, the stimulus for arousal and release is outside the person and outside of the intimate relationship. Instead of losing yourself with your wife, you sell yourself to pornography or internet sites or prostitution or affairs or other things that falsely promise to fulfill that deep cry within you that seeks satisfaction through sexual intensity and release, and you'll never get fulfilled. And you may find that even though it's lonely, you know, this is the problem. Someone masturbates on their own watching pornography, they may feel sort of safer, that there's no risk of intimacy or losing himself. It's much more, takes much more courage to actually try to be intimate with your own wife in a real way. Well, we'll get back to this subject at a later point in time. Now, when it comes to every married couple, there are times where the sexual aspects are not working so well. First thing one needs to know is temporary disruption of sexual functioning is very, very normal. Very normal thing. It's not something to be bent out of shape about. It's not something to get overly concerned about. And what happens, though, is many people don't ask for help because for men it's a sign of weakness. But it's worth exploring whatever needs to take place in order to take care of whatever the problems are and work on it in a courageous, straightforward manner. And when these happens, it makes you feel worse about yourself. You may withdraw, and that's the problem. When there is a sexual failure, you do not withdraw. If you withdraw, it'll perpetuate more failure. When you intervene, you get intervention, either by working on it between you and your wife. You think it's a physical problem, you go to a urologist or whoever is an expert in this area. If you think it's an emotional aspect, you go to a therapist and find out why emotionally you're having issues. So, but what happens is if when you recognize a problem, you withdraw, or you may become more aggressive, or you may become defensive and start putting down your wife, or show frustration towards your wife, or anger towards your wife, or damage your relationship because of this sexual dysfunction. And that's the wrong approach, because when you feel that way, it'll elicit more feeling that way. The failure, quote-unquote, will elicit more failure. And you'll start avoiding each other because you don't want to fail again. And that's not the way to do it. Don't put off getting help or addressing it. We are going to start off with different ways of interacting with your wife sexually, the wrong way and how to make it the right way. The first problem is addressed, we'll call the naive lover. The naive lover is you're shy, withdrawn, restricted. Now, it was good when you were a bacher or when you weren't married that you were withdrawn and you were restricted from interacting with girls. It was a good thing. But when you finally marry your wife, there is a natural awkwardness in your physical interactions with her. It makes sense that there should be, in many cases, awkwardness. Being sexual doesn't flow easily, especially if you maintain Kedusha all these years, and even if you don't, then it's even worse problems in many aspects. Not used to kissing, you don't know what passionate kissing is, it leaves you uncomfortable. Sometimes you try and she wants more and you don't know how to do it well, or you may feel overly modest around her, and she may feel the same way, and it's confusing in the beginning. So what one needs to do with healthy chassan teachers, kallel teachers, marriage counselors, to teach in a healthy way, for the purpose of marriage between husband and wife, to learn how to become a healthy lover, plain and simple, to soak up healthy information from the right sources, to learn how to not be naive when it comes to these things. Doesn't mean you're obsessed over it and you have to be like, you know, hyper-focused on it. Of course not, but not naive. You need to learn certain things about the natural responses sexually of a male and a female and how it works, and to be knowledgeable with that and getting the right hadracha for it. And that is misakin that part. So the antidote of being a naive lover is to gain information from healthy chassan teachers or madrichim that teach you these aspects of marriage in a healthy way. The second problem is when we mentioned this in a few earlier shiurim, the goal-oriented lover, the one who is the entrepreneur. They set goals and they try to accomplish them. And marriage may have been one of those goals. You want to find a wife, so you go into Shidduchim, and now, you know, you sort of, okay, I checked the box. But your wife won't be happy if it's just a project, that she was a project. You're actually dumping her, in a way, once you marry her. I did my job. I have it under my belt. I have a wife. And boom. And that's not how it works. If you want a marriage that includes to have a sexually fulfilling relationship, you need to change your goal. You need to recognize that you're there to connect and share and spend time with her to maintain a joyful sexual life. You can't just check off a box, you know, and basically like that. So the goal-oriented aspect in that aspect is not healthy. And we talked about the previous, in previous shiurim, about the goal-oriented and sexually, when he watches to see whether his wife is getting aroused, or if she's lubricating, or if her nipples are erect, or if he has an erection, or if sex is taking too long or too short, or if she reached the level of same level as ecstasy as she was in the past or not, if she has an orgasm or not, and focusing on these goals and these triggers of result-oriented sexual responses is unhealthy goal-oriented aspects. You shift from achieving goals and you focus on just being with each other, the mutual pleasure of being with each other. The third issue that comes up is what we call a bored lover. A bored lover is similar to you getting bored of davening Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. And the way to counteract that is to create heschaches in your heart. Recognize that even though externally the Shemoneh Esrei is the same, but like the Arizal says, every tefillah is different than the other. It's creating a special new light, a brand new light in the world that never happened before. No other individual could bring down that light other than yourself and other in this particular Mincha Shemoneh Esrei that will never be repeated in your life or in the past 6,000 years. No other one mincha of one Shemoneh Esrei, even though it looks outside like the tens of thousands that you said all through your life, that one, every individual one, is special and unique. That's the mindset of how to have a schachas, even though you're technically saying a lot of things in tefillah in the same way with the same words, but it's a new schachas every moment. This is how you view the sexual aspect too. When sex becomes routine and you become bored by the repetition and you've been doing the same thing for 5 years or 15 years and it's uncreative and it seems bland, the change has to be deliberate. The hischachas has to be deliberate. Talk about this. Make a plan. Create something that will create hischachas. Provide a new spark in many ways. We could talk about different ideas of doing that. But that idea of creating eschachos, that's why there's a nida period. But then when there's the pregnancy in many tekufas where there's no nida period, you work out different ways to get the eschachos going. Or when those cycles stop, to get the eschachos going. There's different ways to do that. So we mentioned various things here that are very important and crucial. But the idea being is that you work through those personal issues that are plaguing you, the poor self-esteem, unhealthy addictions, and to understand how temporary sexual failure should not cause you to withdraw or to be aggressive or be affected negatively, but rather to reach out with a love and a courage to deal with whatever problem you may have, to learn not to be naive, and to learn from proper chassan teachers or madrichim of how to behave sexually with your wife, avoid being a goal-oriented lover, as we explained, and avoid being bored by creating a healthy hischachas, not pushing or crazy, but together working on things that would add a spark to your marriage and the bedroom life. Bracha v'atzlacha.